Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Tyler, do you have any active spells on you?
No.
Alec, do you have any active spells on you?
Is that really a question?
Not anymore, you don't. Do you have any active spells on you? Not anymore, you don't. Ryan!
He is an active spell.
You can't dispel me.
You suffer a crisis of identity. Listen, do you have any active spells?
I become human.
Do you have long strider on?
Nope.
Okay, that's new. You touch a tile, and this entire, line cracks.
Oh.
As a dispel magic goes off. A dispel magic greater goes off.
It's better than.
So you no longer have Death Ward.
Nope.
Meh.
Well, now that I need to keep up with the group, long charter.
I punch Richard in the face while raging.
I get my attacks of opportunity.
Continuing on, I get a 28.
Okay.
I have feminine fury.
Your feminine wiles mean nothing to me.
But the booze mean a lot.
Oh, yes. So you punch me with the boobs, you totally get the bonus. Well, I go just...
Don't do that.
I'm sure you'd be confused on what happened.
It hurt, but it was so good.
What the hell hit me? It was like heavenly.
I think I saw a kitten in the middle of there.
Cats at home.
Your cat would be dead otherwise.
Oh, hey, it's a bear. And it's warm.
Two... completely living animals poke their heads out. Roar! And we go to initiative.
Roar. Roar, roar, roar.
They are both dire bears.
I got a 23.
Alec?
10.
Amanda?
15.
Ryan?
22.
Steven?
26.
Jessica?
15.
And then the big D's.
Double D.
No,
it would
be DBs.
Stormhammer?
What's with all the breast jokes?
DBs. Dire and dire.
All the what?
Yeah.
The boob jokes.
Oh. No, he's said breast jokes.
Yes.
I had like a breast joke.
But the jokes instead.
Oh. So you make jokes to swimmers. That's what basically what it comes out to.
Okay.
Dire bears will go on a 15.
Roar!
Well, Tyler, you react first to noticing these completely
so
living
they
bears.
They either have a 12 dex or a minus 3 dex and improved initiative.
Right. Somewhere in that range.
Anyways, I'll haste everyone. I'll barf some.
Okay.
And I'll go hide in a corner somewhere.
Which corner? I'll hide in this corner.
I'll go hide in that corner. Me and the dire bear over there will be buddies.
So yeah, I'm joining them. Oh, I'm sorry. Steven on 26.
Well, I was waiting for him to hate.
Okay.
And then I'll go.
So Steven goes on 23, down.
Okay, so you hate.
Ah! My niche is higher than yours. By de facto.
Let it be.
Oh! Okay.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Why, we should probably leave the old man here somewhere. Anyways,
we left him in the last room.
Yeah. 5, 10, 15,
20.
And
handle animal.
I don't have that skill.
Well, you should try anyway.
I should have put points into that.
Yeah, you're the only one who has it, I think.
Get your animal
companion. She might have.
Yeah, I've kind of ignored that because...
he said he wanted a monkey. He told me he wanted a monkey.
I wanted a monkey. I made the monkey, left it at home for a couple of weeks, and just kind of was like, I don't care anymore.
Get your monkey.
No, because it'll just die. It doesn't get any better with his prestige class.
I only took 2 levels on the prestige, though. So, here's but anyways, one. Moving right along. Haste and Bart's. Let's see. Okay, so that's 24.
Yep.
Ooh, that's potential critical. Does a 28 hit?
Yep.
That's a critical. It's my sword.
It's a broad swipe. 1d8 normal. 1d8 bleed.
Ooh, nice. And let's see. Haste and Bart. Does haste add to hit in your world?
Yes.
Yes. It adds to hit in every world.
Okay. 22.
Yep.
Then a 27. Yeah, so all of them hit.
Good job.
You hit what, the something absurdly low at this level?
Will this eventually bring back memories of Snuggles?
If they grapple me, yes.
Snuggles the dire bear.
10, 20,
stupid gnomes.
27.
Halfling.
I'm sorry.
10,
15.
27 plus 15 is
42.
Plus 6.
48.
Plus
5.
53.
Roar!
Oh, okay, got that one's attention.
Yeah.
Ryan.
The dire bears look hostile.
Yeah.
That one does.
Definitely that one, though.
Okay, just kind of had to ask, because maybe they could have been, you know, friendly dire bears.
What was her rapier?
They could have been here to warn us about the dangers of forest fires.
I don't want to handle animals, so I just charge.
Thanks, Steven. Thanks, you're killing Smokey.
Good!
Tell the loot keeper.
Hey, did anyone else take the rapier on this trip?
No.
I will take it.
What does the rapier do?
Plus one key.
It's keen.
I will free five, cast a spell on my pole arm, whatever it's called, and stab.
Okay.
Not there.
Free five. Are you really wasting steel. Sonic weapon on dire bears?
Five, fifth. Oh, nope, wait. Spear. Or wiggity.
Reach, work, strain.
I thought it worked that way. I wasn't sure.
It's wiggity.
Okay.
It's fine.
Cast a spell. One attack. Okay.
They're out. Spread.
Not 23.
You win.
Tana, take the other one. We got. Oh wait, there's D8 bleed.
Where's my D8?
6.
Six. Watch this entire place be filled with living creatures in flowery abundance.
11 plus 5 is 16.
Yeah. I suppose necromancy technically open deals with bleed. Life.
7, so 16 and 1 bleed.
Okay, so 18. Okay. 67. No, 76.
Ooh, it's bleeding 7 a turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was the 20s. We then go down to the 16, which is Amanda.
I'm really tempted to play like a good necromancer.
Steven did.
If you want to be a true necromancer, you have to be non-good. Because D&D is still based in Judeo-Christian beliefs.
Right. It's kind of like being an assassin, you have to be evil.
Right here. I prefer the idea that necromancers seek to understand life so that they or death so that they may better enjoy life.
Okay, and I'm going to shoot it.
Then
become a nameless cleric.
You're not a true necromancer.
I don't have a problem with that. I'll never take... Is that a true necromancer prestige? Isn't that a prestige class?
Mm-hmm. Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
It's basically the Mystic Thurge, but based necromancer.
Pathfinder Mystic Thurge. I cast 2 spells at once.
Huh. Yeah.
17.
You'll take that 17.
You realize you could do a lot more damage in melee.
That's fine.
I know.
Okay.
I want him to go for him. Get it.
All right, Jessica.
You've just hit on a Sylvanian holiday. I'm not allowed to attack living creatures.
Why do you care? You follow a different meaning now.
It's a Sylvanian, not an elven. Or not a Carillion Lathinan holiday. It's an elven holiday. It's a secular elven holiday.
It's a... It's a national...
It's 420.
Oh, that reminds me. Pull out some weed.
Wait, hold on. I gotta take my hasted action and do this. Man, I just lost haste.
I just lost rage, man.
I can't rage anymore.
That's all weed is. It's a calm emotion spell.
It went lawful. That's what weed makes you do. It makes you go
okay.
Lawful.
Yeah, man, we're in trouble if we do that.
My foot.
Oh, we should do that.
This little piggy went to bed.
Hey. That piggy was at
does a 21
the EQ
tumble?
Market.
Yes.
I guess.
The poor bear.
The bazaar, that's what it is.
Okay, so it's a move.
Are you using your flaming frosting?
I see.
No. I'm not wasting it on this.
Wasting it?
Oh, you're talking about the quarterstaff?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not my quarterstaff. I'm not using it.
What up?
I cast crack.
Or I cast crack, or five. Since I moved.
Tyler, would you need to issue?
Four.
Okay.
No, I was referring to the EQ.
It's like
crack.
A tissue creation.
Oh. Yes. I can't remember. What spell was crack in reference to? In EQ?
Yeah.
That's only plus two.
I think it was a druid spell.
No, it was.
So I dealt 12 hits.
The
one
that gave you mana regen.
18, 20.
What was that called?
Go ahead. KEI.
That's it, yeah, it was crack.
As you were tumbling along and pummeling him, you slipped and fell on your butt.
Okay.
Alright. Because you needed it. That's why we called it crack, right?
Excuse me.
Yeah,
okay.
And every caster wanted it.
My crack, man.
It's 4 each. 14, 19.
They wouldn't go anywhere without it.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was crack. You wouldn't go without it if as soon as you realized, I got more.
Dire Bears! Well, he'll attack the prone target.
Yeah, that's fine.
That one doesn't seem quite as hard, Steven.
Is it 27 hit you while you're on the ground?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
How about higher?
It's just stiff.
No.
You should get more.
25?
Yes, since I'm on the ground.
Right. I'm not your husband.
Give me one. Good job, Brian. Don't hurt yourself.
48 points of damage. And here comes a grapple check.
They flake a lot, so you want to eat
38.
Okay. Don't forget to flake.
Well, there's the hardness.
Okay, natural 20. No.
I can hear
roar!
Evidently, I'm reliving your memory.
Alright, Amanda. You're my next snuggle bunny.
Oh, goody!
It's 29 hit you?
Yeah.
You know what's sad is Ryan can still stab.
Yep.
Okay.
Grapple check.
By the way, I'm a horrible rogue. I don't have a dagger.
16.
I have a dagger.
I don't have a dagger.
You're not a rogue, though.
33.
I think I have a dagger.
Just because you're a monk, you don't need
52.
I have a sickle. I have a sickle.
Maul, maul, maul. Stomp. Now here's the grapple check. It's a mere DC 35.
These are bears, so
I can't make it.
Natural 20.
Five stacks of lacerate, mangle,
fairy
fire, swipe, swipe, mangle.
When's it my turn?
It is now, we go from the 15s down to the 10s, which is Alec and Stormhammer.
Oh, sorry. Come here, Ace.
Amen.
Even if he's a large target, they still have 50.
Crunchy.
Nom, nom,
yes, you have to be huge size before it no longer counts.
Two size categories above.
That's right.
I suppose I move
yes,
backwards.
Small size.
If they were small.
Tyler.
What?
Can I... Let me borrow your dagger.
It's right there.
Okay. And then I will move up and join the grapple.
You realize Tyler doesn't have a dagger, right?
Sephiria.
Okay.
Thank you.
I need a light weapon to attack in.
Storm hammer.
Right here.
Yeah, attack opportunity, attack opportunity, attack opportunity.
Use your staff. Come on.
That's more damage than a dagger.
See, the only problem with me joining grapple is...
Now hold still. Yeah. You'll hit the dagger. What number do you want to be?
Number?
What?
I was like, wow, I got a number? 3. Okay, so he hits me.
You hit three. In multiples? Are you high or low?
I'm just low.
Okay. Yes, you...
See, he hit me. He hit me 3.
Yep, he hit you.
Yeah, I'm like, it's kind of hard to hold still with a bear maw in my face.
13 points, Jessica. Sorry. Tyler, top of the round.
I grease up the group.
Which group?
It's a 10-foot radius. I grease up everyone.
Okay.
I grease up the Rapalese.
Take a plus 10.
Does sound
is that the sound of you being greased?
Steven.
What is grease giving bonus to?
10. An escape artist.
Do you have ranks in there?
No.
If anyone put ranks in escape artist, raise your hand.
Roar!
Good bear.
I can only take one attack per round. And make and grab.
Well, then I just, you know, made it harder for you guys to fight. Can they get plus 10 to escaping grapple?
Yeah, I'll give them that.
Alright, I'll wait until hopefully they get out of
grapple. Steven, hold, Ryan.
Can we finish it off? Can I pull?
You have a 1/3 chance of hitting him.
You have a 1/3 chance of hitting.
What about this guy?
Same thing.
Oh.
There's 3 people in the grapple.
Put that away, pull out my dagger, join the grapple.
Okay, it's your turn. Unless you, do you have quick draw?
Maybe. No.
Okay. What the heck, I'll that do is the your same thing. Let's go. I'll join the other one, that way it's 3
on 3.
I do have quick draw.
Amanda.
So I greased up these grapples.
Let me guess.
And left.
Steven just joined the grapple involving me, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, this is just further supporting my point. I think Steven is attracted to my feet. Character.
I
do 4 points of damage against it.
Wait.
Steven, do you accidentally go to Tana?
No, I'm in the grapple now.
Well, technically, the grapple
is... I'm going to try to get out of grapple.
Oh, no. Okay, then you get a plus 10.
Dire bear is about to be messed
with. It's not accidental. That's his point.
I'm a dire bear?
He crits on you.
That's like a...
Do you remember my last incident with the dire bear?
Okay, I guess I'll bite him.
Okay.
Fat elf. 18.
You'll hit.
I'm emaciated.
He's just getting your back for all the times we called him fat when he was a bear.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. As your druid.
Say, my last...
I was never in a game where he was the druid.
I don't play druids.
Okay,
Alec, you remember my last one from the dire bear? I'm not focused on sex right now. It's the dire bear I'm focused on, and not sex with the dire bear.
Jessica.
Sure.
Just want to stick my dagger in.
It's a dagger? Wow, I'm sorry.
I mean, my long sword that I can use in melee.
Hey, mine's a new
grapple,
mine's a burst dagger.
You might want to get a doctor to look.
First, I understand, but flaming?
What are my options?
It's funny.
You can break out, you can attempt to gain control, or you can do a single unarmed strike.
If you gain control, that means the other people can then finish pinning.
Indeed.
Yeah, I suppose I'll try and help everyone pin it.
Okay, so this is going against his grapple.
Which is like
I got a 39.
I rolled a 3.
You do not pin the dire bear.
Well, I'm hoping everyone else would help me.
It's an action. You can still punch it. No, because punching is a full round action. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right.
I couldn't have done it, huh?
Why not?
At fighting.
Fighting. You're hasted.
Full round action.
She attempted to break.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then let me remove 8 hit points from it.
And give it 8 hit points back.
All right. The bear will go ahead and maul you once.
That's cool.
Because that's a full round action. It's a 25.
Yes.
And you'll take 12.
I'm at 0.
Second verse, I missed the first.
Don't take
The 23 hits you while you're prone?
What is prone?
Minus 4 to your AC.
Wait, is she prone or is she still in the grapple?
She is prone.
How is she prone? Yeah.
All grapples are prone.
Plus 1 from haste.
Yeah, that's 22.
Mm. 14. Roar! Okay. Alec.
I attempt to position myself on the opposite side of Amanda in the grapple so that I can get flanked and sneak attack.
He doesn't have a dex bonus.
You can sneak attack him in a grapple no matter what. He's denied his dex bonus.
Oh, okay then. Stab it!
Stab it! Stab it her!
I hit, right? Or do I have to roll to hit?
You have to roll. Let me see if it's a 1.
It is not.
What'd you actually get? You might have actually missed without his... Because his dex is...
His dex doesn't help.
19.
Okay, you'll still hit.
3.
Yeah, that's why I need to kill this game. I forgot.
I would've got a 10.
That's even adding haste and bards on.
Yes, that's why I get...
Because you need to start using your base attack.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Base attack plus strength. Yeah.
Okay, okay, so I would've got 13.
Still pretty good.
Actually, Andre, I say you're wrong. When you grapple, not against...
Steven, actually, what we have established from a long fucking time... Put the book away. Put the fucking book away. We established this in Magistrate Kickback's domain that you are fucking prone.
So people can jump over you.
Again, we have attacking from the outside.
Steven, shut the fuck up and sit down.
If I sit down, I can't see the board.
Okay. Shut the fuck up. And
the bear takes 10 points of
the damage. The bear dies. No, oh, wait. No, I'm sorry.
This one.
You are right. That bear does not die.
We're close.
Okay. Sergeant Stormhammer.
Just hit it.
He will...
Just hit it!
Steven, don't argue with grapple rolls.
Okay. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I'm sorry!
In the grapple, idiot!
You will take 13. Never attempt to grapple a dire bear. It just doesn't work.
Well, it grappled me!
It seems to be working fine for me!
Top of the round, Tyler.
Does he not have a light weapon?
No, he does not have a light weapon. He's got a maul.
Why do you think I borrowed Tyler's
deck? Give him my sickle! Join us!
I slide it to him.
I'm gonna show you how you hit a grappled target.
And the green catches fire.
Missile!
Nice! Very nice!
14, 21, 26 on that one.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to explode for a second.
No, he does not explode, but he is...
8,000 pounds!
Okay. Steven.
Squirm your way out. You're greased. That you do. It might just go like...
Into the other grapple.
He will take that 5.
The weight just spits you across the room.
Okay, that was Steven Ryan. You can use an escape artist.
There's actually a hole here you found.
You have plus 10 because of grease.
Well, it depends on how big it is. I might skip it.
No, it was a hole in the wall, you know, down to the trash chute.
Yeah. Will I find a tentacle monster that tries to drown me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, the more people we have stabbing it, the faster we'll go down.
Yes.
That's the idea.
I got 20.
Hurting. You will hit.
Hey.
Trevor, he'll take 24. Okay, so that puts him up to 60. That was Ryan. Now we go to the 16. That is Amanda. Bite.
Yeah. Not like I can get out of his grapple. Well,
I should have turned into a dire bear and grappled more often on my druid.
Amen.
Actually,
really?
I am. I'm going to try to get out of grapple.
I never did that.
I natural 20. Plus 22.
You pop out of the grapple.
Yes!
Freedom! That's your turn. Yeah, you
fool around action.
Yeah. You want to swing your bow into? Do you want to shoot into a grapple?
I have precise shot.
That's fine.
And the seeking.
And seeking.
Do you want to shoot into melee?
Into the grapple.
Do you want to shoot into the grapple? I'm just asking.
Just say yes.
I'm just saying. Do I have to roll high or low?
No. Just. Do you want to shoot into the grapple?
You're just making it sound
just
bad.
Do it.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
You like instilling doubt into your players, don't you?
Does 18 hit?
Yes, 18 would hit.
Okay.
You mean 18 hits the dire bear that's... Oh, it's prone. It gets plus 4 AC.
It isn't within melee range. I'm sorry, if you walk up and go, BANG! They're not gonna die.
But it's like on the ground like a ninja.
She is 13. I hate her.
Ninja dire bear.
13.
She is firing a bow within melee range. Isn't the bear getting attack of opportunity?
Not in the grapple.
Not even in the grapple.
He's prone.
No. It is prone on the ground. So it's got plus 4 to AC. Can't you tell?
It's like
up to here. It's prone on the ground.
Yeah. Is
that a screen
that? That's what I was trying to...
No.
Oh, okay.
You want to go unconscious? You can jump me down.
It is a standard action, though.
You can do jumping jacks. Make it strenuous.
Would healing yourself count as a strenuous action?
Casting a spell is a strenuous action. It will take the point of damage at the end.
It's a shame I don't have any healing spells memorized.
Okay. Wand, that's funny.
Yes, I have a wand.
So you can cure moderate yourself minus one.
It'd be like plus heal four, lose one.
Okay, that was Jessica the Dire Bear. Continues mauling its original target.
Me?
Yeah. Yep, you get hit some more.
Oh.
You can attack outside the grapple.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm
gone.
You're right. Who's the fattest one there? Steven, you're fat. Does 30 hit your AC?
My AC normally with the haste is 25.
Sorry, dude, the ghoul and the elf
16.
Are the other two.
16. You're emaciated. I'm 100.
You take 16 points of damage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the ghoul.
I'm looking at you so you can know that I'm talking to you.
No, you said 16. I'm like, I don't think that hits.
No, I said, does a 30 hit? You said, well, my AC's at 25. And I said, 16.
I thought you asked, what is your AC? I'm like, well, it's 25.
You failed,
like,
Steven.
16. I'm like, no, that's not
25. Well, full round protection, then I can't make a second attack.
In a grapple, you don't have your dodge or dex.
Haste doesn't help in a grapple.
Sadly.
Oh!
Bam!
Damn!
How dare you take more binnies?
Good that it's being used up on the sentries.
I know. Shoot.
By the way, if anyone was in this dungeon, they hear you.
12 points of damage to the dire.
Pylon! No.
Must construct additional pylons.
One more overlord.
You heal 21 hit points.
I grabbed your crotch.
God damn it.
Help around. Tyler. It
dies.
How much did you do?
A billion.
More than ever imagined.
Not with that many ones.
Over 9,000.
Oh yeah, with a magic missile? Uh-huh. I wish. I probably won't die with this much. 6, 10, 15!
He's up to 100. That does not kill him.
Cheater! It's over 100!
Not yet.
Steven.
Party has more than 100 hit points.
But Cheeto, what do the scouter
say? Steven.
His power level. It's... No, it's 1,009. Or 1,006.
You will hit.
Really? Yeah, go get him.
7, he's up to 107. Ryan.
Oh, wait. I had the scouter on upside down. It's over 9,000. Easy, the abridged series.
I know, I remember.
But Vegeta, tricks are for kids.
He will die.
20,000
pounds
land on you guys.
Alright, I got three on left. 1, 2, 3.
Escape artist. Who crushed your enemies? Who see it flee? Who see them flee? Who drive them before you? It's with the lamentation.
20 on the escape artist. Every side's up. No, no, we
live. You're the only one left.
Can I do a grapple?
No, you have to do an escape artist.
I'd laugh.
I want to see if you rip him in half.
I know.
Can I all right, well, I got a, let's see, my armor check penalty is a minus what?
3? 5? Remember, you have
plus 13 and then plus grease, so 23.
Oh, wait.
You're good.
That'd be 15.
It's a...
Slide over, look at you. Thanks, Sadie.
We're good.
I feel slightly aroused, but horribly not.
That direction. I slide you back towards me.
You slide him back towards me, I kick him back. Pass the dick. I stomp on him. For making that joke. Stomp the dick.
Nice. That's good.
Wow.
Alright, I stand up and
So, do you guys want to rest?
I'm fine. What?
You're fine. You sold the boss, right?
No!
Oh, yeah.
Or?
I got you. You want to go all solo on this?
He's saying that he's so confident he wants you to hit him, then he'll go solo.
Okay.
Do you have Raven Feebleness?
You haven't learned our cant yet?
No!
You haven't learned our sign language of rude gestures?
And sexual innuendo?
It's lewd gestures.
Something.
No, it's not. There's a difference.
Lewd. Are there anything that are also...
All right, how much are you guys down? Like, something absurd?
I will explain it here in a second.
68.
The rest of you guys down something absurd too?
I'm down 19.
I go step in the portal thing.
I'm
fine.
I'm just down 50.
It will heal you.
Okay.
You. Why did you get hit so much?
I was doing my job.
You were doing my job.
Yeah, it's true.
It's okay. She makes a good offer.
You know, for whatever reason, my floating shield works in a grapple, doesn't it?
11.
Hey, we have a raid group. We just need more DPS.
Well, let's see.
Well, she's
you,
DPS.
Actually, DPS.
You don't get your shield when you're denied your dex bonus.
Yes, that is true.
Raid heals. I guess we have two raid healers.
Unless you're in a grapple. They will never catch you flat-footed.
It doesn't say you never deny your dex bonus. It says you never deny your dex bonus from... being caught surprised or something retarded like that here. You forgot some!
Yes, I did.
Under attack. What did you heal me for?
What, 21, 29.
Okay.
And then 20.
You meant 20?
So 49.
And then 20.
Oh, so 49.
You need more?
She was down 68, so she's down 18 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fine.
She's down...
9
now.
No.
No.
68
minus
49. I don't know what that is.
19. Are you considered immobilized if you're in a grapple?
9 more.
No.
Yay.
Now
minus charge.
Now you're down 10.
Okay. I'll live with that.
The way it's worded is a rogue never loses their dex bonus to AC if they are caught flat-footed or struck by an invisible attacker. They only lose it if they're rendered immobilized.
You look like you are.
Well, I've got something in my nose. It's not...
I don't think you're mobilized. If you're pinned, are you then considered yes. immobilized while being grappled?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you have to make a grapple check to be able to move.
Okay.
Quite so.
I don't think that's if they're pinned, but...
No.
It's a great call. Stop arguing grapple.
That's what I'm saying.
Pin makes you helpless.
Pin does make you helpless.
So you can pin somebody else over a creepy girl.
Yeah, you can do that.
Nice. Yes, but it has to be someone outside
the grapple. I suppose you can't coup de grace in the grapple.
Unless
do you have a chance to coup de grace someone else in the grapple?
Okay, I got a pin. Oh, why'd you stab me?
No, it's, okay, I got him.
That's not paying
me back the money.
Okay. Basically, in the two small rooms are nests.
Cool.
Nothing major.
They're not dragons. They don't hoard.
We'll move on then.
That's poop.
No.
I would be towards three.
No, they're bears. So we walk in.
They come up with tea and they're safe.
Picnic baskets.
There's a set of massive doors, the 20-foot doors again.
Oh, those doors are massive.
That have.
I've seen bigger.
That have a total of 5 symbols missing. A skull, a hand, a circle, a ring. It is different than a circle because of size. And something that looks a lot like a potion.
Is there anything around?
The clock is head off.
The mage...
Give me that!
The old guy didn't have anything on him.
No.
Stupid flesh.
As I said,
his head and his hand.
It also splits off left and right.
So there's a door going onwards and left and right.
Here. Door here. Right.
I assume that circle is for a shield, probably.
Let's go to the right.
Okay.
Always to the right, never to the left.
Okay. It's a long, massive hallway, usually 100 feet in length. There's a set of double doors here. And then way down is another set of double doors. And the hallway continues off to the left.
Which way is more to the right?
Okay, so let me just do a quick sketch. Which you guys have encountered so far. Door. Side passage, with a bear, Big door.
I can't see it now.
It's a smiley big door.
I still shaped this wall.
Oh.
I wish I had that spell.
That's about what it looks like.
Okay. I guess we can go through that one first, guys.
Okay.
Check it for traps.
Go, rogue, go.
I refuse. Oh.
Okay.
Fine, then I'll search it for traps.
Well, you should probably search it for traps anyway.
What's your roll?
I got a whole 14.
That will set off a trap, because you failed by 5.
Oh! I'm not behind him.
With Ricardo's success right now...
Actually, you were. There. Because... The way I had been told at the beginning of the dungeons were the two tanks were behind the rogue.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because we're not allowed to change
ever. No, our death wards went away.
Look, so I didn't hear you say anything counter either.
Because, you know, you've given us so much chance to talk to you. What
the hell? Let me go ahead and play this violin for you. It's sad and depressing. Steven, do a jig.
Don't you mean the world's tiniest violin?
Okay.
Shake it up, baby.
All right. For those three right there.
Don't shake babies.
Shake it up, baby.
Oh.
You're shaking a baby. Shaking a baby. It'll twist and shout.
14, 20. You will take 30 negative energy damage. You will gain 30 hit points.
Does it take me a bow?
No.
I don't think we're going to have to worry about healing you, Ricardo.
I don't think so either.
You two are allowed willpower checks.
To have.
Who? To have. Will saves.
I fail.
It's a column of negative energy.
19. 19? You'll take half.
Okay, I move to the back of the group.
The barbarian defends from behind. Stormhammer will take your place. Okay. You have set off the trap.
Okay, open the door.
Get off of me!
No, you cannot reach.
Convert to lawful good.
You cannot.
Okay, 1, 2.
Isn't your dragon tied lawful good? Why aren't you?
1, 2.
Don't care about laws.
I've evidently been very happy with this dice today.
Good to hear.
I'm happy a lot.
I don't care that Tom moved to the back.
You're happy
that I don't care?
Wow, I'm happy again. By the way, it's a mood dice.
Yes, it's a mood dice for those who are curious.
We have like 3 of them floating around somewhere. Or just 2 today.
2. There's just one.
I have mine.
I had one at one point, but it's lost with my other dice.
It disappeared.
He lost it. He lost his emotion.
Well, he is undead.
It's true.
Hey, but they can still do animate dead, so isn't that an emotion?
Lust?
Eh. The mood dice has said, eh.
Meh.
I'm sad if it's mad.
Sad. It looks like we're walking into a room of dark and despair and
odd shapes
and
stuff.
Library.
Disco rave.
Okay.
We'll let the DM describe
those
it.
You walk into a relatively large chamber, once again lit by an ambient light. In the center, there's a large glowing sigil on the floor.
Pulling out random minis.
In the center of which is a fire elemental, crackling and burning. All around the room you can see, or in three parts of the room you can see alchemy tables set aside with dozens of chemicals and alchemical goods. And on the far back wall you can see basically a shelf full of stuff. Looks like stuff you'd probably use in alchemy.
Ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Does everybody know anything about potions?
The door again? I don't remember. It was a...
There's hand.
Yay, drawing.
There's a ring and a circle.
There's also the a skull. A skull.
Mm-hmm.
And a potion.
It's orky. I'm assuming this is where we make the potion. Because the fire elemental speak common.
That's what I was just about
or
to
is
ask.
Is it like
elemental, do you speak Tongan? Or...
Is it attacking us now?
Infernal. No. Do you speak Infernal? What?
It's fire elemental speak Ignan, if I recall correctly.
They speak the fire word.
Yes, I know. It's possible he speaks a different language as well.
He crackles and burns at you.
Okay.
He speaks Ignan.
Well, I would like to look around the room after
Ryan
searches for drops.
Golly.
You're being pushed forward.
Oh, I'll stand off to the side.
I move forward. I would probably walk in to talk to the guy anyway, so...
Okay, everyone else?
Just put me here.
Not yet.
Okay, so you'll wait outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stand watch just inside the doors, but other than that.
Do you speak Night Guard, Ken? Damn.
I don't know if that was a hand. I don't know what that was.
It was his penis.
He does speak Night Guard, Ken.
No, he's just really happy to see you. He says you've got a furry mouth.
We're not in the time vortex.
No.
Let's do the time warp again.
Alright, go inside to people's.
We'll go inside, there's a fire elemental. He speaks Ignan.
Okay.
We don't know that though.
He speaks fire speak.
What I mean to say is he doesn't speak anything but his own language. That
he doesn't speak.
I look at the table. Is there anything on the table?
Alchemical stuff, as I said.
Oh, and it's
the. Does anybody know anything about all this stuff?
I can spellcraft it.
About the same.
I pick up two vials. If I mix these, is it bad?
I will go over
try
to Steven.
Can you give me a spellcraft?
Sure. Scorching rain. A lot. Out of curiosity.
It would be bad. It would be bad.
It would be bad. I would not miss it.
Okay. So, the potion on the door. Which one of these do you think it was?
What the sigil does.
Sure. Go ahead and give me a spellcraft.
Yeah. 28.
Okay. There to bind him.
Okay. So.
Stop taunting the fire.
What? I'm sure it doesn't talk.
I see if it speaks under common or goblin.
I mean, Fireball could be goblin.
Wait. I comprehend language on myself.
Hold on. The fire blend was pouring Coke Zero.
A little bit of that, too. Yeah.
And today's drink is that.
Coca-Cola.
You're going to have the rest of it.
basically, it amounts to the dumbasses.
Is this the kind of circle that I could walk in and out and it wouldn't matter?
Yes.
Okay.
He is bound to this 5-foot square.
So I'll walk over to it. Be like, cover in leverage.
Okay. You'll take 1 point of heat damage.
Ow.
Oh, no, wait. No, you won't.
Oh, yeah.
So, hello.
Oh. Greetings, Tiefling. I've seen many of your kind before.
Awesome.
Bless you.
What are they having you do here? Power something?
Yes. I'm being used as little more than a Bunsen burner.
For alchemy?
Yes.
That sounds demeaning.
Yes.
Oh, it's really awkward only understanding one half of this conversation.
Meh.
Alright, why don't we ad-lib? You say what you think Fire Elves is saying. Wait, we can understand her. Oh, tell me what you think Fire Elves.
For a reference, he understands you now.
Oh, okay.
Do you have sexes?
No.
It understands you now.
Oh, okay. Hello!
Greeting, short-lived, easily burnable creature.
True on both counts. Drink.
No, he's hot.
Funny. We freed you, would you help us out here?
I would give you the formula you need to be able to get past the double doors and kill Falstein, which you're obviously here to do.
Exactly what we're here to do.
Because there would be no other reason to come to this pathetic wretch of a building.
Well, I look around. Can I figure out what I do to release this dude?
Sure. Give me a spellcraft.
Want me to assist?
Sure. Collaborate with me. Well, what's your spellcraft? It might be higher than mine.
It's only 7.
Hey, collaborate with me.
Well, this is what Devon and Caster do.
Okay.
What'd you roll?
It's a 1 fail.
A 1 will fail, yes. Not be automatically, but because it just isn't high enough.
I'm assuming this isn't something I can re-roll, right?
No. This is basically like a knowledge check. If you don't know, you're not going to sit there for 20 minutes going, I know now.
You kept taking college tests?
I use the test to take the test. Only if you get a hint later on does it help.
I actually got a question right on my accounting test.
25.
Because, one of the previous questions.
Because of your assist.
In this case, you do not calculate interest. I should probably go back and change that problem then.
25. What you'll probably need to do is first you'll need to be able to break the outer one with some, just like breaking the damn sigil, and then you'll need a nice good dispel
about
magic.
We use the hammer, not the sword.
Whose hammer?
I have them all.
I was just giving Tana something to break. I mean,
what, you think that's all I'm good for? Breaking things?
Sometimes.
Jeez.
Do you want to do something different? Would you like to talk to the fire elemental? You can negotiate for us.
Do you want me talking to the fire elemental?
I don't know, it might be useful.
It'd be amusing.
You might relate.
If I can understand the conversation, that would be hilarious.
I like the fire elemental.
I'm not wasting.
Do you want to barter with me or the Tiefling?
I don't care what I barter with. Just get me out of this damn circle.
As I said, we want to break that over there. You two can do a professional collaboration on how to break stuff.
Feel free, I'm a paladin. I'm slightly above breaking things.
Okay.
Just slightly. Not to be arrogant.
I recline.
I take my sword and essentially just do that. Stab it down into the ground.
That's all you need. The outer sigil breaks now, all that's left is the inner one. Alright. Give me a check.
What are you doing?
28.
That's easily enough to break it.
I'm dispelling magic.
Oh, okay.
I was doing it via dance.
Wonderful.
Dance.
Oh, that explains it. You know, it goes chaotic evil and...
he runs laps around the rooms. Yes, I'm free!
Now, before you catch anything on fire, can we get the formula?
I put a vial out so when he runs by, he can chug it if you want.
He will give you the needed formula.
Awesome.
It'll take about an hour to brew.
Well,
can we do other things while it brews?
Huh?
Can we do something else while it brews?
Yeah. You'll have to have one person doing it.
Who?
The person.
Whoever's brewing it.
I mean, is there some stat they need or?
Spellcraft.
Okay, well.
Or brew alchemy.
I will do it.
I used to have alchemy.
You guys can move on since your combat prowess.
I've been living with gnomes. Does that give me a bonus to craft alchemy?
They get a bonus to craft alchemy because of their noses.
The nose.
It's not really well. I will brew. Do you want to talk to the fire elemental?
Is the elemental going to stay here with you?
I don't know.
I could stay here for a little while longer now that I'm free.
Hang out and do whatever, but. I do need to have the stations intact, though. But I don't really
at
care
least
about
one.
This.
I searched the room for anything of value.
Is that a bookcase?
Oh, okay.
Is that a bookcase he's catching on fire?
That's the shelf of all the alchemical goods.
Before he sets anything on fire, I searched the room for anything of
you
value.
You will find, if you want to carry the 150 pounds, a Mastercraft Alchemy Lab.
I pull out... No, wait, we didn't bring the bag of holding with us because we've been...
We didn't want rope trick!
Extra space and extra space. Is there anything else of value?
Not really. Not in the alchemy lab.
Okay. I will get what I need before he burns it all.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I suppose we move on to the next room without Tyler.
Yes.
Since I'm already damaged, good. I'm not first or second.
Okay. I will support the front. When we have Ryan search, it will be this... Everyone else standing back here. That's acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit.
No, you all must be directly behind me.
We all cram into his 5-foot square. All right. Search.
Okay.
Of course. Over here.
Don't touch that.
You're testing.
No. That's what we're doing to assist. All right. We're searching the trap.
Can I see them?
And go. Yeah, it's. I'll get through here in a second.
I'm gonna laugh if you've got like a natural 20.
Hey, I did it!
I think I feel a trap. This feels like a trigger.
What?
Should I pull it? Maybe I should disarm it.
He's got an intelligence if I think like this.
You know, this is gonna be. Since we all made a point to go back, this is gonna be the one that is positive energy.
I would never do something like that so blatantly.
Yes, you would! Just because you like seeing me pissed off!
I would do it too, because that's hilarious.
I got a 31 on my page.
Alright. There is indeed a trap.
What is it?
You found the trigger, which is the door, but the trap is not on the door.
It's gonna be out.
Where we're
the
standing.
Door and to the left.
It's right where Alex standing.
Can I disable the trigger?
You can disable the trigger. The trap is not gone, so if they can find some way to remote trigger it, then it still will go off.
Does trap sense give me a bonus to will saves against traps too?
Reflexes.
It's
not will.
Reflex and to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Or AC.
AC.
Can watch me, please?
You fail.
If anyone wants to Benny that, they can. It's a 19.
I'm down to my last Benny.
You're full health. You're fine.
You did not fail by 5, so you will not set it off.
Oh, okay.
Try again!
Is it like 10 you fail by, you break the trap and can't disable it anymore?
5.
No. If you go disable by 5, then it's it just goes off.
10 more than the last one.
So 29.
29, you will easily disable the trigger.
Click.
He can burn me up, right?
Barely.
Yeah.
How much damage does he do?
D6. If he was small, then he could not.
D4? This is the room of yous.
It's all about you.
It's all about the Pentium, baby.
I was curious on his ability to make me burn.
Okay. Opening into this room is somewhat of an awkward sight for you, as the other people are cowering behind the corner. Yes. Actually, no, there would not have been. Okay. He won't. Basically, what you see are kind of, imagine, leaned-back, open coffins. And inside each coffin is a stunningly attractive woman. Some of them... Oh, you haven't been to Gold District. Never mind. Many of the women are, of course, naked, just kind of laying there, motionless.
I've been in Gold District. I've been there.
Okay. All of these are dead. Or they register as undead. These are some of the streetwalkers you see.
Oh.
Streetwalkers.
Prostitutes!
Gold District prostitutes.
Tarts.
So he collects tarts and kills them.
Or they're undead when they're out walking the street. And this is how he makes some of his income. Ew. Just ew.
Hey, that'd be really good because there's no upkeep. And you get all their money.
Yeah, but you can only use them for so long before they start falling apart.
Depends on what you turn them into.
Continue a spell in here to help it.
It also depends on what you turn them into. And gentle repose could work as well.
Either way, it's kind of just creepy.
I do agree on the creepy part.
I try to discern where the trap is.
The trap is not in here.
Alright. I'll go stand up next to Ricardo then.
How is that possible?
It's in the hallway.
It's impossible! That's impossible!
Are you a level 20 wheel man?
No.
And you don't get that's impossible.
These are just little prostitutes. They're all, of course, of varying races and whatnot. Mainly attractive races. There are a few orc and half-orc women for the people who like it rough.
This is a...
Let's see. What are my feelings?
Creepy.
What are my feelings
There's
on
no
the women?
Typhlings, though.
There are a few typhlings. They're women.
Time changed.
You kind of like them.
Typhlings aren't in Gold District.
My character is established.
They can still be prostitutes.
So.
Yeah.
They weren't in Gold District, though.
I'll go ahead and amend it that there are prostitutes in Gold District. They're not allowed to live there. Remember, there's free flow in the city now.
That's true.
But, yeah. Of course, that's just kind of a given for elves. They'll do anything with legs.
Yeah.
So the average
so
income
of... the hand, the ring, or the skull is
supposed to prostitute is a cover.
The average income of a domestic worker actually just went down because of
I'm guessing the ring.
Or the ring?
Okay.
Because usually they live on site. Now they just ship them back to copper.
Trying to stealth through in case they're sleeping.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. And I say somebody with the search skills searches them for a loose hand or a random skull.
Okay.
Or if you find a circle.
a loose skull or a loose hand. I will search their hands for rings stealthily.
That'll take about... Stealthily?
Yes.
Double the time, so you guys...
Can we just look? Not really search.
You know it's going to take an hour.
Can we notice?
Sure, if you want... Do a quick notice. That'll still take about 10 minutes walking around and getting a good look.
That's fine.
30.
I suggested it, so that's matters.
Obviously.
Is this
24?
Okay, so who's all going in?
Are they awake?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to run.
Because he rolled. You're in here. These two tails.
No, I'll be in the front. Right near the door-ish. And
okay.
I got a 25.
I'm going to be in the center of the room.
So, 25.
That's it. Okay.
All right. Alec finds that one of the prostitutes is wearing a fabulous gold ring that looks about the appropriate size.
It's fabulous.
Do you have your detect magic spell?
Yeah.
Well, actually, can you search this corpse for traps?
I'm a corpse.
That sounds kind of bad.
You're a corpse.
I'm not a corpse. I am moving.
Yes. You failed again.
Yes.
All right, well...
I got 15.
Perfectly safe. There's no traps on there.
It's absolutely safe.
Well, my paranoia still knows no bounds.
Make him
yes, the ring most off. Of these traps seem to be negative energy. Why don't you take the ring? I back away.
In case she wakes up, I'll help you.
Okay. Yes! Yes, I am!
I tried to sleight of hand the ring off.
Well,
without her, like, noticing if she's...
That's fine. She will. She won't do anything. Just yet.
I draw my Bane longsword.
Yeah.
19.
You slip it off, and every woman in the entire room wakes up and lets out a blood-curdling scream.
Crap, they're
as
all...
As they all grow fangs and lunge at the living.
I'll put it back.
It's a word! She trapped!
Initiatives, please. Tyler, you hear screaming down the hall.
Do you hear that?
No.
I apparently wasn't expecting that at all.
You got one?
No, I got a two.
I got a one.
So six.
I told you before you.
20.
Yes.
12.
Six down, apparently.
I want a seven.
Or just...
25. Six. I was expecting someone to wake up.
So was I. I'm sitting there across the room like, looking at things, suddenly they all go finish their screaming like, that's not good.
Well, the ones you're looking at also wake up.
Oh, I know. The other time, I'm just looking around them, suddenly... All
right, Jessica.
I'm screaming, and they all grow faint. I'm like...
Oh, but there hasn't been a detect magic in here.
What about
yet,
him?
Yeah.
Detecting magic.
Yeah, he detect magic.
Mm-hmm. He asked me if I had it, and I said yes.
Give me spellcraft, then, if you have it. Never mind, then. Okay, no one useful has this detect magic going. Got it.
They're all magical. Wow.
I never work at. You're magical.
Feel far back and intend to read you.
Because I get Slung Charter. No. All right. I also radiate faint divination.
Oh, true. True, I do radiate faint divination.
So you'll be able to affect their hit die.
Moderate necromancy.
And moderate necromancy.
It's 2d6
hit? Mm-hmm. 2d6 plus your caster level. Plus your charisma modifier.
Oh, you're rebuking?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you!
You remain highly screwed.
Why?
Because the blood lotus.
Or 11, sorry.
11? You'll get these two.
That thing's still recording. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's still recording.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I suddenly really wish I had my...
Alec!
Death ward on.
Everybody dance!
My shield starts dancing.
Okay, I was gonna say, you start performing dance to try and inspire courage.
Mark's not here, so I'll try doing it!
And then her anus starts bleeding.
Okay, that's your standard action.
Okay, I've already got my sword out. My shield is dancing.
It's a movement.
Having your anus bleed, that's your action.
That's what, that's what I was
their turn.
That's what he was quoting.
Yay!
Free five. Ryan, you'll get an attack of opportunity.
Oh, wait, they're attacking the living.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Ryan.
Ryan, you fail!
Okay, if all right, the vampire's trying to cast my death ward on me, or else I might be screwed!
She will run here and can't figure out why she can't go any further. One, two, remember, they can't flank you!
Yeah. Actually, I think that's a benefit right now.
Oh, charge across the room.
Oh, wow, I'm going to be completely surrounded.
Yeah, yep. A lot of us are going to be surrounded.
I'm hoping Andre made these guys fairly...
They've only got 5 hit die.
Yeah.
See, you know what's going to happen? You all are going to die
deck of
here.
Opportunity.
Might me?
Yes, right.
And then I'm going to have to take the fire
out. You should replace the two that Jessica has with the white ones so we know which one she has.
Thirty-four.
You'll hit her.
Okay, so it's a D8 and then 2D6.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 9. Fail. 5, 7, 16 points of damage.
She'll take 16 points of damage. Man, they're running out of people.
There's a dragon in the corner.
You're right.
Thanks.
Just saying.
Attack of opportunity, Steve.
Yay! 27.
You'll hit her.
Please, down her.
Well, she wants human.
Hmm? Yes.
What?
Wait, actually, do you have our primary?
She's undead.
Yeah, that wouldn't matter.
Type. There are all of their types is undead.
13.
She'll take it.
I cast the paladin AoE that stuns all the undead around me.
Okay.
Hey, only just two people there, on me get a flank.
There are two attempting to lunge onto you and bite you.
Cool.
Both will miss. Alec, you've got... 6. There you don't get flanks.
Yeah.
I hate you so
much.
Wow.
Come
on, Andre. 3 out of 6 crits.
Hold up.
Damn it.
I would read it.
No, they do something special.
Oh.
They do not use that.
Roll 3d20 and 19 natural 20s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
They are actually just biting you.
Should I let Evie out?
You're like...
3, 4, 5 points of damage.
So.
And 3 con. There's where it hurts.
Yeah. You out with you.
Yeah, it's okay. You get really testy.
Really? It's not like you drain everything I have every session.
Okay. Every group's got to have one. Every group's got to have someone who's irritated. Okay. 20 will miss him.
Alright, well, there goes 22 hit points.
Okay.
And let's see. Angry blood-sucking whores. Literally.
Oh, the cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I want to hear what I can
say. Yeah. Shut the door!
Amanda.
Whack, whack.
Did I get attacked?
Yes.
Oh. Served!
Does a 17 hit?
A 17 will hit.
Oh, sweet.
They are naked prostitutes attacking you.
Where's my other D6 go? You
only have one, honey.
Oh, yeah. can I take this for a second?
Sure.
Is this on the wounded one or the unwounded one?
Well, I'm hitting both.
Okay.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts,
chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.